like that. God says, I want you to know, I happen to be the boss around here, not you. I happen to be the one running the show. Now, if you'll humble yourself and come to me and ask, please, I will do it for you. And so, you know, but some of us don't even do that either. We never ask the Lord in a humble state of heart. But he says, the king cried out to the man of God, please ask the Lord your God to restore my hand again. So the man of God prayed to the Lord, and the king's hand became normal again. Okay, now then, let's see what Jeroboam's going to do about this. 7 and 8. Then the king said to the man of God, come to the palace with me and have something to eat, and I will give you a gift. So he is grateful, isn't he? That you see a little bit of a humble heart in him right now. But look what the man of God said. But the man of God said to the king, even if you gave me half of everything you own, I would not go with you. I would not eat any food or drink any water in this place. Now, wait a minute. The king's just trying to be nice to him. He's trying to give him a reward. That sounds okay, doesn't it? You would think that should be okay. So why is this man not willing to go sit down with the king and receive a gift and some food at the king's table? There must be something. Let's see what he says in verse 9 and 10. For the Lord gave me this command. Oh, who gave him this command? The Lord. The Lord gave me this command. You must not eat any food or drink any water while you are there. Now, if God told you don't eat any food or drink while you're there, what do you better do? You better obey him. But somebody comes in and says, oh, but I got a chocolate ice cream cone right here. Don't you love chocolate ice cream cone? Well, you may love it, but you better not take it this time, right? He says, for the Lord gave me this command. You must not eat any food or drink any water while you are there, and do not return to Judah by the same way you came. In other words, why does God do these kind of things? I have no idea. He knows, doesn't he? He knows why he's telling this man. I'll tell you why I believe in my heart that he's doing this to this man of God. He's testing him. Do you know God tests every one of us? Boy, if you don't believe he tests you, oh my goodness gracious alive. I mean, he tests us today just like he did this man. Here is a man of God. He gave a great command, spoke to him audibly and told him what to do. And so far, the man is in agreement with God. And so far, the altar has split. The king's hand was locked when he commanded him. And when he prayed, the man's hand was released. So the man's getting through to God, isn't he? Yes, God is hearing this man's prayer. So he left Bethel and went home another way. So far, this little man of God is doing everything right. I mean, is that what we're supposed to do? Yes, whatever God tells you to do. And so far, he's listening. Now then, let's see what the next verse says. As it happened, there was an old prophet living in Bethel. In other words, he's right here close to where the man of God was. Now, this guy is a prophet. It says, and it happened there was an old prophet. In other words, this guy had been well known, obviously, in the land, and he's living in Bethel. And his sons came home and told him what the man of God had done in Bethel that day. They also told him what he had said to the king. The old prophet asked them, which way did he go? And so they told their father which road the man of God had taken. Now, wonder what he wants to do. Let's see what verse 13. Quick, saddle the donkey, the old man said, the old prophet. And when they had saddled the donkey for him, he rode after the man of God, and he found him sitting under an oak tree. The old prophet asked him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? Yes, he replied, I am the man. Let's see what he wants to do with this. Then he said to the man of God, come home with me and eat some food. Uh-oh. Now, this prophet is the man of God? Yes, he's a man of God. He's a servant of God. No, the man said, I cannot. I am not allowed to eat any food or drink any water here in this place. Now, so far, he's listening to God. But now, this man that came after him, who is he? A prophet. Also a man of God. Wow. Okay, so let's see what God is going to do here. For the Lord gave me this command, you must not eat any food or drink any water while you're there, and do not return to Judah by the same way you came. So he just reiterated to that man everything God had told him. But the old prophet answered, I am a prophet too. just as you are, and an angel gave me this message from the Lord. Oh, have we ever heard these kind of stories before? Have we got a whole church organization, a whole denomination that's founded that an angel came and talked to a man? It's the Mormons. Let me tell you, they're teaching a lie. That man was deceived. And if it was an angel, and it could very well have been, but I'm telling you, any time that, of course, the Mormons, they won't tell you right up front. They get you into their organization, deep into it, and then they tell you that God the Father was originally a man. And then he became good enough to become God the Father. How many of you believe that God used to be a man? God the Father has never been a man. He's always been a spirit being. He will forever be a spirit being, and he won't never be a man. Now, there was one man that came from God, and that was his son, Jesus Christ, and that's all. There ain't never going to be another one. He's the only one that is the true one and only divine Son of God, the one that can atone for your sins. But they teach you in this organization, although they say they're Christian, they teach you a lie. And it's so easy to be deceived by this organization. They also teach that Jesus and Lucifer were brothers. But most people don't know that because they've never studied the Mormon doctrine. Well, let me tell you, the Mormon doctrine is a lie. It is not true, but yet supposedly it's men of God that's telling you these things, and people are sucked into it all the time, being deceived. Well, let's see what happens here. We got a similar situation. But the old prophet answered, I'm a prophet too, just as you are. And an angel gave me this message from the Lord. Don't believe every angel that comes and talks to you. You need to be careful, very careful. But he says, an angel from the Lord gave me this message for you from the Lord. Bring him home with you and give him food to eat and water to drink. But what's the last line say? But the old man was what? He was lying. Now this is a prophet of God. Really, he is a prophet of God. But he was lying. Can prophets of God lie? Can men of God lie? Have you ever told a lie? You see what I mean? So just because we're Christians don't mean we can't tell a lie. Sometimes we tell one on purpose. Sometimes we premeditate our lie. You know, somebody calls. I thought you were going to be over here at my house at 9 o'clock this morning. Oh, well, I got tied up. In the meantime, you're thinking, what did I get tied up in? What am I going to... Oh, I know what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them that a friend of mine came by, and we had to go to breakfast, and we didn't get back, and so I'm late. And that's all a lie. You know, people premeditate things, don't they? Christian people, you can't trust them. Isn't that a shame? There should not be Christians that tell lies, because God clearly told in His Word, we are to get rid of all lying. There's to be no lying among my people. I, God, will judge you as a liar. Ooh, that's scary. If you really believe that. Huh? Somebody says, no, God, if we were to disobey Him, He would not do anything. He's loving and kind and sweet. Well, let's see what He does here. Let's see what happens. So they went back together. In other words, the old man believed, the man of God, he believed the prophet. So he went back together, and the man of God ate some food and drank some water at the prophet's home. Verse 20 says, then while they were sitting at the table, a message from the Lord came to the old prophet. Okay, now God's fixing to talk out of the old prophet's mouth. The one that just lied. This don't make sense, does it, son? But God is going, can God speak out of anybody's mouth? Or He can take your tongue and your vocal cords. Who made the mouth? God did. Now He can speak out of that thing too, let me tell you. And sometimes He can tell you something that you don't want to hear. So let's see what he said if he spoke to the old prophet. He says, he cried out to the man of God from Judah. This is what the Lord says. You have defied me. And this is a guy that lied to him, that deceived him. You have defied the Lord's message, and you have disobeyed the command of the Lord your God gave you. Isn't that something? There's two men of God, and one of them is a lying man of God. Ooh, and let's see the consequences. He says in verse 22, you came back to this place and ate food and drank water, where he told you not to eat or drink. Now this is coming out of the guy's mouth that's lying. Because of this, your body will not be buried in the grave of your ancestors. There's going to be a consequence to his sin, isn't there? Why will God put people to the test like this? Does he still put people to the test like this today? Yes, he sure does. That's why you need to ask him for discerning of spirits. You need to ask him for the gifts of the Spirit. You need to be able to interpret. In fact, with young people, not necessarily real young, but young to middle-aged people, especially when a woman, is trying to find a husband, some guy will say, we've been going together for 2 years. We're going to get married next year. So why don't we just move in together? Do you ever hear those kind of stories? It happens all the time. Oh, that could never happen to a Christian man or woman, could it? Yeah, some of them tell me both of them's Christians. Both the man and the woman are telling me we're Christians. When God said in his word, let there be how much sex out of wedlock among my children? Zero. Not one time. Never. So then why do we have so many Christians that do this? Because they're listening to a lie. They're not believing the written word of the living God. They're believing the words that's coming out of the mouth, and sometimes it's the woman. Sometimes the woman will just confront the man. I've had women come to me and said, I need to be delivered from the spirit of lust, and I just got to have a man. And she'll go out and entice some man to move in with her because she's got a spirit of lust on her. It's not always the man. Sometimes it's the woman. But regardless of who we are, we should be able to discern that lying spirit. We should say, no, I don't do those kind of things. I'm not going to move in with you. I'm not married to you. When I get married to you, then I will move in with you. But we need to learn to listen because there's a consequence when God puts us to the test. And look as he's putting this man to the test. You've disobeyed the command of the Lord your God that he gave you, and you came back to this place and you ate food and you drank water where he told you not to eat or drink, and because of this, your body will not be buried in the grave of your ancestors.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Man of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.